An atheist for much of his life, Scott Corin looked to God when his daughter was born with a debilitating heart condition. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Scott shares how these devastating circumstances in his life ultimately drew him to faith in Jesus Christ.
There is an answer, and it's in Scripture. It's basically that good people are essentially gardeners because, you know, they keep the weeds from growing just that bit too much until Christ comes and settles the scores, till Christ comes and sorts the wheat from the chaff, if you like. So there is an answer in Scripture. It's, again, to now talk to my fellow ex-atheists. You know, this is not something that the Bible ducks from, an accusation we often threw. Bad things happen because bad things have to happen, because there's a dichotomy in this life which we have to transcend. There is a good and there is an evil. And unfortunately, some of that suffering is vicarious.
And Scott says Christ's suffering on the cross taught him something about his own suffering.
Some of the suffering is that my child suffers, I suffer, but she suffers the physical pain. That is the Christ. This is Christ on the cross, vicariously suffering for us. This is the beauty of Christianity. It's the beauty of the Christian message. It is so intrinsic to everyday life that when you start to really look at it for what it is, it's humbling. But bad things happen. But bad things happen in order for us to learn from them, to know when good things are happening, because it's how we measure things, how we measure life. It's also the human condition.
It doesn't matter who you are. Bad things can happen to anyone. But as Scott has learned, remembering that God is always in control can provide true peace, even despite turmoil, as you trust Him.